With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day on the Fan. Oh, buddy, I love doing afternoons. There's always stuff happening on this show. Always, 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 always. The whole breaking news on the Fan brought to you by always happens. It happens all show long. We should call it the breaking news show on the Fan. So right before we come on, 10 minutes ago, I guess it was, news breaks that the Big Ten and making their announcement, they should be making their announcement right now or shortly here, has decided not to have a football season this fall and instead are going to aim to try and have this thing play out in the spring. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler will join us coming up at 3 o'clock is the plan time as of right now. Things could always change, obviously, with Leroy's busy schedule, but the plan is 3 o'clock for Leroy. So we'll start off first getting Gary's reaction, and I literally, as the mics were going on, just told Gary of this news as it happened just a few minutes ago. Gary, your thoughts on the Big Ten deciding to scrap the football season this fall?
Well, give me up to speed, Steve. Is it official? Has the Big Ten announced it, or is it how did it happen here?
I don't know. Every college national football reporter all had the story at the exact same time.
Okay.
Yahoo was the first one to have it. And then you started to see everybody else. Jeff Patricus then went with it. Bruce Feldman went with it. Brett McMurphy of Stadium, he confirmed the Yahoo story. And it just all snowballed. And then there was supposed to be an announcement officially, coming up here, at 2 o'clock. And I will, go to Twitter, to see if that announcement has been made official as of yet. But yeah, the belief is that this thing is done. Pete Thamel, Big Ten, announcing that the fall, this fall is canceled. League will attempt to play in the spring. And that's the one who broke it. Of course, he's with Yahoo Sports. So we will see how this all goes. Pete Thamel says, sources, one team was just informed of this in a team meeting. And that was like 15 minutes ago. So the teams have already been told that this was going on now. Meanwhile, over in the Pac-12, they're still in their meeting, according to everybody. So I'm assuming once they hear that the Big Ten is going to shut it down, I am guessing that it is over. Here is the Big Ten statement. Just came across now. And it says, in making its decision, which was based on multiple factors, the Big Ten Conference relied on the medical advice and counsel of the Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee. Quote, our primary responsibility is to make the best possible decisions in the interests of our students, faculty, and staff, said Morden Shapiro, chair of the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors and Northwestern University president. Quote, the mental and physical health and welfare of our student athletes has been at the center of every decision we have made regarding the ability to proceed forward, said Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. As time progressed and after hours of discussion with our Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infection Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee, it became abundantly clear that there was too much uncertainty regarding potential medical risks to allow our student athletes to compete this fall. We know how significant the student athlete experience can be in shaping the future of the talented young women and men
who compete in the Big Ten Conference. Although that knowledge made this a painstaking decision, it did not make it difficult. While I know our decision today will be disappointing in many ways for our thousands of student athletes and their families, I am heartened and inspired by their resilience, their insightful and discerning thoughts, and their participation through our conversations to this point. Everyone associated with the Big Ten Conference and its member institutions is committed to getting everyone back to competition as soon as it is safe to do so, end quote. The fall sports included in this announcement are men's and women's cross country, field hockey, football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The Big Ten Conference will continue to evaluate a number of options regarding these sports, including the possibility of competition in the spring. Decisions regarding winter and spring sports will also continue to be evaluated. So there you go. That's where we're at. That is the official statement from the Big Ten on their website, just tweeted out a couple minutes ago. 2 minutes, to be exact. Probably the longest it took me to read it. So there you go. Yeah, it's now official. They are done. So
there you go.
Now that this is official and now they are done, we'll just start with this. Big Ten cancels their fall season. Did they make the right decision? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And we kind of knew it was coming, obviously.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to say, oh, Dan Patrick stuff. Oh, that was all false and this and that, whatever. Well, whatever the case may be, it's done now. So we can argue about whether that vote happened or didn't happen, who to believe and who not to believe. But at the end of the day, he was right. There is no football season, and the fall season is done for the Big Ten. And Chris Solari in the Detroit Free Press, who said football wasn't going to be done, they're right too, as it is done. And my first thought is, boy, oh boy. You know, we were talking about, you know, what does the NFL make of Major League Baseball? Well, what does the NFL make of college football and college sports now possibly all going bye-bye at the same time as they're going to try and play this thing out? I mean, this, to me...
As we'll get into, is twofold, and what does that mean for high school sports?
Well, right.
In the state of Wisconsin.
Correct.
Because you have a Big Ten team that sits right here in your backyard.
And we'll talk about that at 2:35. Yeah. We have that coming up in the second half of this hour as we had to kind of redo the rundown just before the show started. So we'll talk about that later this hour for sure.
Yeah. All this has play into, right, there's fallout everywhere. And most certainly the NFL, most certainly the Green Bay Packers, they're right here in your backyard too. So, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, you have a major, you know, Division I football program. You have, you know, high school sports is pretty big in football, and you have a professional football team right here in your state. And what does that mean for all these things that are surrounding? And I think all these things for me are individual. I think everybody has to govern themselves. To me, I think college football, to me, supposed to be the one that higher learning, right, Steve? Higher education.
Yep.
They're supposed to be smarter. You would think they would go more by the way of what science say, because if you look at all these institutions, I mean, the University of Wisconsin at Madison has kind of been at the forefront of medicines and educations and being smart and those types of things. So you would it doesn't surprise that the Big Ten prides itself in education first. Where it wouldn't surprise you if the SEC would play, because you figure that they are more about sports than what the Big Ten or maybe the Pac-12 is all about. So I would say surprising, not surprising. It hurts tremendously that there won't be a college football season. Obviously, everybody knows that I'm alumni. Everybody knows I have season tickets since 1983, season tickets. My signing bonus, myself and Ken Stills, with our signing bonus, we purchased season tickets together. We have four seats, so we split them together right away. And then we were on, I think our seats are probably right on like the 45-yard line, about 15 rows up right behind the Badger bench. And I think it's going to be tough to not have that in existence to go see a game this year. I think... either way, would it be weird? It would have been weird to have the tickets or not have the tickets and see an empty stadium. I've been watching Major League Baseball, and to me that looks weird. I think the NBA is the only one that's kind of got it right now, to be exact with it. But I think when you look down the road here, I would say for a higher learning institution, for everything that they know is right, if they think this COVID disease really hurts and harms people and can kill people, I think they did the right thing.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all goes, because as we're sitting here waiting on the Pac-12 to make their announcement, and as far as everybody knows, they're still discussing what they're going to do. I just think this is a huge, huge deal for the Pac-12, because now they're not the first to get out of this. Now I think maybe it makes it a little bit easier that the Big Ten bailed at this point. We got a statement now from the University of Wisconsin, from Chancellor Blank and Athletic Director Barry Alvarez for Madison, as far as what they say about this whole thing. As we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted every aspect of our lives, both personally and professionally. For many students and staff, it has brought anxiety and stress, and we are all looking forward to a time when things begin to look and feel more, quote, normal. For many months, we had hoped that the return of fall collegiate sports might be an opportunity to restore some sense of normalcy and provide brighter moments for our university, our city, and our state. Even so, today's decision by the Big Ten to postpone the fall 2020 sports season is the correct one. It was made with the input of medical professionals and with the best interests of student athletes, fans, and staff at its core. Athletic department staff have worked incredibly hard to create as safe as an environment as possible for our teams to participate and prepare for the season. But there's simply too much unknown risk for us to proceed with the confidence we need to launch our sports seasons. At the end of the day, the health and safety of our student athletes, coaches, and staff is our top priority. Nothing is more important. As the Big Ten statement indicates, sports are simply different from other campus activities. There is no way to preserve physical distancing during competition, and masking can make competition very difficult. There are also a variety of unknowns about the interaction of COVID-19 with extreme physical exertion. As a result, playing the fall season would pose risks that we think are not acceptable for our student athletes and our athletic staff. This is a difficult moment for all of us, student athletes, coaches, staff, students, fans, and local communities whose lives are intertwined with Badger athletics in a variety of ways. We are all going to miss the excitement of Saturdays at Camp Randall, cheering the volleyball team in the fieldhouse as it was headed toward another run for national championship, the excellence of our cross-country runners, and the memorable experiences that come with men's and women's soccer. We are particularly heartbroken for the student athletes and coaches who put so much time and effort in preparing for competition. We also recognize that this decision will have a major financial impact on not only our athletic department, but the many businesses and members of our community who rely on Badger events to support their livelihoods. These financial issues within athletics are compounded by the deep financial challenges facing all of campus at this moment. Today's decision affects fall sports only. We are still hopeful that we can find a path forward so that their seasons can be played in the spring of 2021. There are many obstacles to overcome for this to happen, but we begin planning in case that is possible. At this point, no decisions have been made regarding winter sports. Despite this postponement, we will continue to provide support and care for our student athletes. That is central to our athletic department mission and includes continuing their scholarships, academic advising and support, health insurance, and meals. This also includes the safe and successful opening of the fall semester on our campus so that all students have an opportunity to move forward in their education. We recognize how disappointing this news is to our Badger community. We appreciate the continued support and understanding of all those associated with Badger athletics and the fans who cheer them on, and look forward to the day we can safely resume competition in college athletics. That the statement from UW-Madison director, Madison Chancellor, I should say, Rebecca Blank, and athletic director Barry Alvarez. And you heard it right here on The Fan. Thoughts to what that had to say, Gary?
Well, I think when you go back and I think initially, Steve, they really wanted to play. So I'm going to go way back because they came up with this modified season, right?
Oh, they changed the schedule. I mean, they last week.
Right. So initially, I think they wanted to play. And I think initially they tried to put their best foot forward to try to think it through and to try to have a season. And we don't know, and maybe we will know. I'm trying to effort to get Chris McIntosh on with us. But something happened, something turned, where they say, nah, we can't do it. And I don't know. I mean, maybe to get the schedule out, maybe that was done all by the athletic directors and the head coach. And then later on, maybe all the presidents got involved and the people within the science community at these universities got involved. And then they put a kibosh to it and said no. Those things could be entirely right. Because you and I talked about this earlier today, Steve. The presidents run these schools, not the athletic director.
Correct.
And not the head coach. They make a lot of money. We don't hear from them. But they don't make the final decisions. The final decisions come from the presidents of these universities. And if you look at University of Wisconsin, they are one of the schools, they're not like Ohio State, they're one of the schools in the Big Ten who prides themselves in academic prowess, meaning that they lead with academics first, meaning that most of the kids that go there to play sports are pretty good academically. They don't take a whole lot of chances on people that come in there that are not, I shouldn't say very smart, but that are probably not up to speed where they need to be academically to succeed there at Wisconsin. So, and I think for the most part, the Big Ten as a conference leads that way in general. So I think there had to be, I'm trying to think this, I've been Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I think within this, there had to be some sort of disagreement between the presidents and between the athletic directors and the head coaches. And in the end, the presidents of the university says, no, we're not doing it.
But the question that I have is, what changed between the medical people last week and the medical people this week?
We have to find that out. We'll never know.
Or
tell us.
Or did the football departments just go about, the athletic directors go about changing the schedule, doing what they had to do, weren't talking with their medical staff, who were talking with the presidents of the university. There was lack of communication between the two. They went out to the football schedule. Meanwhile, the presidents amongst themselves are going, this isn't going to probably happen. I don't know why we're doing all of this for, but whatever. If that keeps them busy, go ahead until we figure out what we're going to do. And now they come out with, you know, their answer. Mm-hmm. And see, there are so many things like eligibility issues. If this thing doesn't play in the spring, if we're still in the middle of this pandemic and we don't have any solutions and we're still in the same situation in the spring, then do all these guys get added eligibility? You have incoming freshmen as well. So do rosters then get expanded in order to make all of this work? Then there's a whole nother area of, what if another football league, that XFL league that The Rock apparently is buying, what if they come in and say, hey, we'll take juniors and seniors that want to come in and play and be a part of this league before entering the NFL draft? You can come play for us. Leave college. Come play football for us in the spring. Is that going to be an option for some of these kids if they want to go play in that aspect, if not playing for their colleges?
Well, I will say this, Steve. There are a lot of if come maybes out there.
No,
but
no.
I'm just going to stick to this one. All the seniors this year that didn't have a season should be able to come back and play next year.
Yeah, they should be granted another year.
They should be granted another year.
But what if you're a fifth-year senior? You get a sixth-year?
You should be granted another year because they've done that before. So that's not out of the ordinary from them. There's guys who played 6 years or who have been on medicals, right?
There are a lot of guys just saw what happened in the spring and they didn't grant the extra year. Barry Alvarez in the spring didn't grant the extra year to those seniors.
Right, because Barry knew what was coming down the pipe, right? He was afraid of what was going on here. And he was right. I mean, we got all over Barry about that, but he ended up being right. And this is still what's going to happen is these schools are going to lose some sports. Like badminton probably won't happen anymore. You may see girls soccer go the way, but you still have Title IX. I think there are some sports that are still going to be cut. The reason why Barry wouldn't bring back those seniors because they were losing money. And so he didn't want to cut any sports. And then after we got on Barry about that, you saw what started happening at some of these universities across the country. They started cutting sports because they could not afford to run them anymore. I still think that's going to happen. But what has to happen is, I think, as NCAA, they just have to get in front of it and all have to say, okay, these guys, they'll get a chance to compete and play their senior year, whether they're fifth-year seniors or sixth-year seniors, no matter what it is, they get a chance to compete and play. Now, this won't. I think in the spring they still can do that. This will only happen, let's say, if they go the following year in 2021.
See, for me at least, the NCAA said all these spring sports could have the extra year of eligibility. Barry Alvarez was the one that came on for Wisconsin and said, "Well, not so fast, not here. I'm not doing
right.
that." So
right.
what
so
I'm telling
they have to. Well, I'm saying they have to mandate it because everyone had that option.
Correct. And Barry
right.
was one that said
right.
no. So
right.
my concern is this, Gary, that yeah. let's say football doesn't play. And Barry says, "Hey, football, you're good. We'll give you the fifth year of eligibility. However, some of these other sports, you're not going to get the fifth year of eligibility."
Right.
I think you just open up yourself to lawsuits all over the place
sure.
from all these kids that
sure.
are going, "You didn't give us the fifth year of eligibility.
Sure.
How are they getting
sure.
a fifth year of eligibility?
So,
and my career is over."
So is what I'm saying is all those players, all those different sports should get an opportunity to come back and play. All those players, male and female, should get they should all get a chance to play. The problem what they're going to have, though, Steve, is that they may not be able to run at all because they don't have any money. Now, that's what they're going to tell us. But we've already seen that happen in landscape this year of schools cutting sports that are not money-making sports. No football ain't going to be cut. Basketball's not going to be cut. But we've seen that. So I think there has to be a rule made that said these kids—
Boise State just cut— Didn't Boise State— just cut their program?
I think they did.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and look at it. So, yeah, that because
their baseball
they
program.
Saw this coming. And that's why Barry was saying, okay, in the effort to cut sports, let's say women badminton, in the effort to cut that sport, we're going to have to let the seniors go in women's badminton.
Dan Plucker waving in the plains over other side of the glass. Yes, Mr. Plucker.
Yeah, one Big Ten team is not going down quietly. They just said Nebraska just released a statement saying, "We are very disappointed in the decision by the Big Ten Conference to postpone the fall football season, as we have been and continue to be ready to play. Safety comes first. Based on the conversations with our medical experts, we continue to strongly believe the absolute safest place for our student athletes is within the rigorous safety protocols, testing procedures, and the structure and support provided by Husker Athletics. We will continue to consult with medical experts and evaluate the situation as it emerges. We hope it may be possible for our student athletes to have the opportunity to compete."
Okay. Who is that from? Is that from Nebraska football? Is that from
that is
Nebraska
a
athletic department?
Statement by University of Nebraska Lincoln Chancellor Ronnie Green.
That means
University
something.
President Ted Carter,
yeah.
The athletic director Bill Moose, and the head football coach Scott Frost. Combined statement.
In my opinion, I could be wrong. Nebraska wants out of the Big Ten. They want to go to the Pac-12.
Pac-12?
Yeah. Or what were they in?
Big 12.
Was it Big 12?
Yeah.
That's what they want to get. They want to get out of there. So let them go.
I'm fine with letting them go. I got no problem with whatsoever.
They came into the Big Ten, thought they was going to run roughshod of the Big Ten.
Couldn't.
It never happened.
Correct.
Couldn't do it. So they want out. They want out in the worst way. When you saw all this stuff coming up, Michigan, Ohio State, Iowa, them teams ain't going anywhere. But Nebraska wants out so they can get back to where they were. I think they were in the Big 12, right,
yep,
Steve?
Correct.
So was that like Oklahoma
yep,
and them?
Correct.
So they want to get back in there because they feel like they have a chance to win. They can't win in the Big 10, and they know it. So let them go.
Chris in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Big 10 cancels their fall season for fall sports. Did they make the right decision, Chris?
I think they did because, besides, I understand the financial losses in the NCAA, as you gentlemen were talking about, it's going to have to come up with who's eligible and who's not. But I also think the NCAA and the conference itself is, okay, even they do know that some people have lingering effects. Where's the litigation going to go is once the kid's done with college, are they still going to be covered in health insurance for the rest of their life after playing if they have a long-term effect? Because they don't know everything about it. And I think it's also good that they stop now before they come to it, because you still don't know if you're going to have students on campus. So if you don't have students on campus, like Gary said yesterday, how can you have athletes in school and verify or qualify for that? I just think the best decision is the decision of safety These are young students before they are anything. The pros are a different story. They can actually be in a bubble, not really a bubble like the NBA, but they're going to be, I think, in a much more controlled, where they're not going to have fellow students coming from all around the country on the campus, going into dorms, interaction, even though they're not going to. But you tell that to an 18 to 22-year-old kid, he can't see this girl he's got the hots for. That ain't going to stop nobody. So I think it's the right decision. Maybe it's a terrible one for the conference as far as finances in every school, but there's nobody that's going to say, all right, you have these parameters of a health problem maybe for the rest of your life. Guess what? We're not going to cover you. I don't think that's going to happen unless you have serious litigation. And students' parents can't afford serious litigation, and the conferences don't want to even go down that road. That's my thought.
Thanks for the call. I think litigation probably does play into this. But again, the thing that we brought up yesterday was, how is it you're going to allow all these students on a campus and then tell these players that, well, it's not going to work? And they're saying the physical exertion that goes into playing these sports, we don't know how that affects COVID being transmitted between people.
They're talking about heart. They're talking about heart problems. They're talking about vital organ problems that could happen to some of these kids that get this disease. That's what they're talking about right now.
You know, the other part of this, I think, is because you're seeing a lot of people talking about, well, if certain conferences play, and say the Big Ten isn't going to play, which they announced today they're not playing, what then does that mean for the kids? Does that mean, let's say, I'm going to use my favorite player, Graham Mertz. If Graham Mertz says, well, to heck with this, I want to play. And if he enters the transfer portal, will they waive the sit-out year for the kids leaving for the reason of they're not going to be able to play because their conference was shut down? So if Graham Mertz says, you know what, I'm leaving, I want to go play at Florida State, let's say, or wherever, will they waive the sit-out year to allow these kids to play right away? Because if they do, these Big Ten schools are going to lose a lot of kids if they, the NCAA meaning, allows them to transfer without having to sit out a year because of this.
So you mean like if, let's say, the Pac-12 or whatever, or SEC continues to play and these kids want to go play, they want to transfer theirs, is that what you're saying?
Correct. So let's say the SEC is playing, and let's say Auburn is sitting there, and Graham Mertz is like, dude, I'm out. I'm transferring because I don't think you can stop. I don't think you can make me sit out a year when my program's not even playing. You're going to have to let me play. So from that perspective, I think that's going to open up a can of worms because the NCAA is going to have their hands full with, well, what do we do here? If we say no, you can't play, even though you can't play at your own school, that's probably going to end up in a lawsuit of some sort. And if I say yes, you can, then all of these schools not playing are going to lose half their rosters to kids transferring to go play at other schools. Now, again, not all these schools have open scholarships and everything else, but it's going to create chaos.
Well, it could. I mean, and that's all that stuff's got to be worked out. No one knows, Steve. I mean, that we're living in uncertain times where the phrase fluid situation refers to just about everything that we're going to be talking about. No one knows. It changes from day to day, sometimes minute to minute. And then you just got to roll with the punches. We're just thankful that no one has, I guess, immediate to us has had this disease and had to deal with it. So I just speak for myself. I mean, I have some people down in Georgia but not here in the state of Wisconsin. So I for all intents and purposes, I think we have to rely that they are doing the right things in the Big Ten. And I don't think anyone knows. I think, and maybe it's fair and unfair, I don't know. And I think you came out, you said this was off the air, that they have no idea what they're doing. How can they not have a plan? And I think they did have a plan. I think there were a plan by the athletic department, and I think was a plan by the head coaches. And I also think there was a plan by the presidents, and they superseded everyone else. And I think everybody wants to have a season in their hearts, but then they figure that this is probably not the right thing to do. So they come off looking like a little unorganized, but I think everything has looked a little unorganized within the last, what, how long has this thing been going on? 6 months?
But see, that's the issue.
Our whole life.
How did you not have any idea of what you were going to do if this thing wasn't getting better? How did you not have any alternate plans put in place? Anything?
Well, there was the alternate plan. The alternate plan was
just going to scrap it.
Well, no. Well, the alternate plan was to have a season.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If in March and April, when we think it got shut down, why wasn't there conversations of, if this isn't getting better, and let's say this is going the wrong direction, and we can't play to start the fall, what then will the backup plan be?
We heard this all along. The backup plan was to move it to spring. We've heard this ain't the first time we heard about moving it.
But
to spring.
We've heard of no TV deals being done. We've heard of no alternate schedules being put together. We've heard of none of this. None of it. The college football players, they haven't heard of anything either. This spring thing has all been speculation of what could they play in spring. And then there was a report today that said spring came up for the first time last night, saying a what if come maybe scenario. Do you think we could play in spring? According to Pete Thamel of Yahoo, the first time it came up was last night on the Big Ten call.
I'm not worried about who all these other guys. We heard of that they could move this thing to spring a long time ago.
Who said that? Did Barry say that?
I don't know if Barry said it or not.
No, people are just speculating. Speculating.
So it comes from somewhere.
Yeah, using common sense.
I can't tell you whether Barry said it or whether Jim Harbaugh said it. But they knew it too, because they wanted it. This is not the first time that it came up that they were going to move it to the spring. This is not the first time that came up. Maybe it's the first time you heard it. Or maybe it's the first time you heard it from someone reputable.
Pete Thamel of Yahoo said the first time it's come up in conversations among Big Ten presidents was last night.
I don't care about all the names.
You don't care about Big Ten presidents.
And John and all that. What I'm telling you, Steve, is this is not the first time that we heard about moving to spring. What you're trying to rely on is a name that somebody has a Yahoo account or somebody's at Sports Illustrated.
By all means, tell me, who did you hear it from?
It doesn't matter who I heard
it from.
Who
in the Big Ten did you hear from that they were talking about spring?
It doesn't matter who I heard it from.
Well, it should. You're discrediting this guy. So who did you hear it from?
What I'm trying to tell you is, you're trying to pretend like this is the first time we heard about spring. It's not. Is that true or false?
From a bunch of people speculating like you and me, sure, we talked about it, they could move to spring. The Big Ten themselves, the presidents of the universities, never said a word about spring. Barry Alvarez never said a word about spring.
Yeah,
Paul Chris, Jim Harbaugh, none of them.
They didn't have to tell us.
Not one.
Maybe Barry Alvarez and their people in their meetings were talking about spring, moving it to spring. But they don't have to tell us.
You're right. No, they don't.
They don't.
You've
seen this. I mean, Steve, you've been doing this almost 100 years. You know by now that they don't have to tell us nothing.
That's
they
correct.
They tell us when they want us to tell us, or they tell us when they want a story to go out about somebody else to benefit them. You've been doing this business for 100 years. You know how this works.
I think you're giving them way too much credit, and I'm not willing to give them credit like you are.
Well,
I'm glad that you
are. Somebody credit.
Sure, you
it's
are.
Not even about,
you
you're
are.
Trying to find out what's credit.
You're assuming that we're having conversations.
You're always trying to blame somebody. You want to blame somebody all the time instead of looking for something else. Or I got to have this guy from Sports. I'm just making up names now. Or I got to have this guy from Sports Illustrated. Or I got to have this guy from the Big Ten. Or this writer from this one. Stuff goes on, Steve, throughout all these universities without them talking to anybody from Sports Illustrated or talking to anybody from Yahoo or talking to anybody from Joe Blow magazines. All this stuff. We're not in any of these meetings. We're not privy to any of this information.
So you feel good that even though we have no information whatsoever, that you're just in your head saying, well, they have to be smarter than that. They had to have had conversations internally at some point. That's what you're going on.
I think they had conversations about everything that could happen.
Good.
Just
well,
like
then,
what we talked.
They look even worse in my mind. They had all those conversations.
Then we talk about you always want to say somebody worse. That's
you just released a schedule last week.
Then we just talked about. We had Chris McIntosh on. Then he was saying that we're going through all scenarios, all the ifs and buts and whatever that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can go back and play that.
Yeah, we did. That. He did say that.
And I think he talked about all these. He goes, Steve, there's going to be a lot of scenarios. There's going to be a lot of things happening. We're trying to go through all the ifs, ands, and buts that's going to come up out there. They talked about all this.
You
stuff,
released
Steve.
A schedule last week and canceled it the next week.
Sure.
So what happened?
Well, what happened is
what if come scenario happened
missed? What the powers that be, like I said, now I'm just assuming, I don't know, but it feels like to me that the president said, no, we're not going to do it. And it felt like to me that the athletic directors and the head coaches wanted to have a season, and this was their proposal, and this was their plan, and the president says, nah, I don't think this is going to work. That's what it feels like happened to me.
He's Gary.
414-799-1250. I could be right, I could be wrong. Get down with that. I'm Gary Ellison, and he's Steve Sparky Fife for the Negative One.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler expected to leap into the studios coming up at 3 o'clock. And just coming out, a report from Brett McMurphy of Stadium Sports that says the Pac-12, where did it go now? Now I lost it. I want to say he said the Pac-12 would have a meeting or a call. I'm going to have to find it out.
We're doing it now, Steve.
Coming up at 3:30. Hold on a second here. I don't want to say something. I lost a tweet. Oh, yeah, here we go. News conference. Pac-12 has announced a 3:30 Central Time news conference, 4:30 Eastern.
Okay, yeah.
So 3:30. So, right. So we have about an hour to wait to hear what the Pac-12 is going to do. I think most are assuming that they will follow the Big Ten's lead and also cancel their fall sports. But again, that's just a lot of people thinking, based on the way the Pac-12 has talked this entire time, similar to the Big Ten, that they may go together on this deal. So we'll have to wait and see. And that the other thing is part about all of this, Gary, is those bowl games, you can kiss those goodbye too, and all the money that goes along with the bowl games.
Yes, Steve, all that's gone. Everything that we know, listen, everything that we thought was right in America today is gone, Steve. I mean, if you just really think about it. I mean, this goes by the wayside of everything that has gone wrong. I mean, you just look at our society, you just look at where we are as a country. This just goes with that. And then there are just shambles of people left behind to pick up the pieces. No one knows what's going on. This is a pandemic. And we've never encountered anything like it before. You can look at other countries, and I think they fare better than we have. And I don't know why we're so behind the times. We're supposed to have all the money and all the smart people, but it feels like it has hit us harder than anyone else. So what we're seeing is, or what we're living in right now, is unusual times that most people have never seen. And one would say, why haven't we had a vaccine yet? A vaccine for this thing yet? Why didn't we see this coming? Why weren't we better prepared?
It's funny.
For all of this?
I was just reading
the other day
said
a huge picture, big picture. Then.
Some doctors said that in normal situations, a vaccine takes up to 10 years to develop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a long time, and they're trying to get a vaccine done within about a year's time in order to get this fixed. And, you know, again, they're throwing a ton of money at this thing and resources and everything else trying to get it done to try and slow this pandemic down that we're in the middle of right now. I got a call here, and you can jump aboard as well. Big Ten cancels their fall sports season. Did they make the right decision? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Mike in Kenosha, you're next with Gary Ellerson on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. You know, I think it's pretty clear it's all about liability.
For sure.
And Joe Klapp, I watched him last night in an interview with Big Ten Network, and I think he hit it on the head. He thinks players are safer in college. They're getting tested twice a week. You know, they have follow-up with EKGs, and because now it's leading to this heart condition. He said if you send players home, they're not going to be as safe as they are on college campuses.
Well, the problem is they're still going to be on the college campus. They're not going to be at home. These football players will still be on campus going to school.
No, but Sparky, the presidents of them, they're kind of putting them in a bubble, you know, when they're at the campus.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is these college football players that won't be allowed to play will still be expected to be at class.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you're still having just as much exposed as they would have been if they were playing football.
Well, no, his argument was if they're on campus and they're going to do stuff virtual, they're much more protected than if they're not playing and they're out in their own communities at home, you know, with elderly or what have you, and doing everything on campus.
Right. So, well, the coaches feel like they're in more of a bubble on campus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then they are walking around their neighborhood. And that may be true for some of these kids, yes.
But the other issue in all of this, thanks for the call, is going to be, and they haven't outright said this, but you're telling me that we can't trust professional athletes, see Major League Baseball, to do the right thing. But you're telling me I'm going to trust a 20 and 21-year-old kid not to be having parties in their dorm rooms and doing what they do as college kids because of this. I mean, my God, we've seen spring break. We've seen all summer long kids packing beaches and going out in the water and doing whatever they want to do because in most situations, these kids feel invincible. Like, okay, even if I get it, I'll get over it. I'll get through it. I'll be fine. I'm not going to die from it. I'm in my 19, 20 years old. I'll be fine. So they don't worry about everybody else around them that they could infect. They just go party up and do what they do. So that's the other part of this is, like, I get why you're doing it and you're saying it's for the safety of them. But if that's part of it, then you shouldn't be allowing students on campus either. Then that also should be shut down. Because all you're doing is just putting them into the same situation. The only difference is the person majoring in math can still go to the same keg parties, can still go to have all the same fun, and you view them as not as at much at risk as a person in a sport getting tested way more often than this person on campus is getting tested. They're probably not going to get tested at all. And these other kids are getting tested consistently and then being able to quarantine immediately and so forth. So, I mean,
Steve, I would say this, and you're right. And the only way this worked from a athletic standpoint, and if you're like Leroy, and most of these universities are different, and I believe it goes this way for the Big Ten, and I just speak for Wisconsin. I don't want to speak for the University of Georgia. At the University of Georgia, and I know for sure at Florida State, we had our own athletic dorm, which means that there were only athletes staying there, just us. We were on the other side of campus, just us. At Wisconsin, we didn't have an athletic dorm. We stayed within the population of the student body. So I think if you have your own athletic dorm, which is what they do in the SEC, I think you could control it. But if you're like the Big Ten, if you're with the student body, it's going to be tougher to do. So I think every conference is different as far as athletic dorms or where these players or athletes are staying.
Got a tweet here from Don Wachilis, who does our college sports show. Obviously, I don't think we'll be doing that now. Don Wachilis tweets at the Fan, if the Big Ten plays in the spring and then jumps right back into it in the fall, throw player safety out the window.
Well, sure. We've done that in the NFL. It's a country. They're contradicting themselves. We already know that, Steve. They talk about player safety in the NFL and look at the amount of games that these guys play. We know what it is.
But wait a second. I mean, if you play and again, we don't know when it would start,
that's
when it would end.
Around.
We don't know anything. But let's say it starts in April or March. Let's say it starts in March and this whole thing wraps up at some point in May, bowl games or early June, whatever. And then you get back to football starting again. Let's say they push it back to because of all of this. Maybe it starts the first week in September instead. That two-month layoff in between, not enough time in your opinion?
No, it's not.
That's what I wanted to ask. Let's go to James in Brookfield. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
That's what I wanted to ask.
James, what's up, buddy? All right, James isn't listening. All right, James. We'll take a quick timeout, come back on the other side. But first, let me tell you about my friends over at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, Austin Della, the sales manager and his team over there. They are going to take care of you. Mercedes-Benz dealership conveniently located right off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. Plus, it's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Now, they got a commercial fleet in, right? So now they've got Mercedes Sprinter vans and Mercedes Metris vans as well. So if you own a business, a plumbing business or an AC business, whatever the case may be, and you're looking for new vehicles to store all your stuff in for your employees, perfect. Right there. They service them. They sell them. Whole deal. You can go there and take care of it in Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Maybe you don't want to spend all this money on a huge RV and everything else. You want something a little bit more compact for you and your significant other to maybe travel around the country in. You can build the inside of one of these things out and kind of have like your own little mini RV inside of one of these Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans. All also works, and a lot of people are doing that nowadays. That's become a new hip thing to do. So make sure to take care of that. Maybe you're just looking for a regular old Mercedes-Benz luxury car. Maybe that's what you're looking for, an SUV. Well, on certain select ones right now, 0% financing. Check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com and then stop by the dealership. Ask for Austin Della, the sales manager. Tell him the guys over at the Big Show sent you. He'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz. It's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Appropriately closing time, the music we come back with, just randomly. Big Ten has postponed their fall sports, hoping to play in the spring, so no college football for the Badgers this year. And now reports out that the Pac-12 is also canceling their football season and their fall sports, also with an eye on the spring as well. So now Big Ten, Pac-12 both out. Now everybody on social media is saying all eyes on the Big 12 because the belief apparently is this, that the ACC and SEC will not go with just those two for a football season. They need the Big 12 with them. So if the Big 12 decides to roll the Pac-12 and the Big 10, that could essentially bring down the entire Power 5, with the other two then reluctantly having to go the way of the other three. So it seems like, based on everything I'm reading right now on social media from all these reporters, that it all is going to come down to the Big 12, whether or not the ACC and the SEC will end up trying to still play their season in the fall, Gary Ellerson. And things are getting interesting to see whether or not some will be playing and some won't be playing.
Yeah, no one knows. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, you just got to wait for the dominoes to fall. And I'm no scientist. You know, I just want to play football. I want to see it. I think it's going to be sad without it. And we just have to go with what they're doing is right.
Well, what's going to be really weird is going to be is if they are playing some type of college football and you're sitting home on a Saturday watching SEC football and getting mad at yourself that there is no Big Ten football to watch and no Badgers.
Yeah.
That's just going to really irritate Badger fans if they're watching other college football programs going, not to mention the kids themselves who are sitting in their college dorms or whatever,
sure,
or sitting at the pub on campus going, this is unbelievable. How are we not playing and they are playing? Joe and Racine, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson.
Hey, Sparky. How are you doing?
Good.
I have the COVID, and I think you're not giving it enough respect. I mean, I feel horrible. I would say I would not want anybody else to feel like this, even my worst enemy.
Yeah, I can imagine it's pretty brutal. So you have a high temperature, or what all are your symptoms?
Oh, just coughing. Yep. Sweating, high temperature.
How long have you been dealing with all this?
About a week.
About a week now, man.
Yeah, man, terrible.
That's terrible.
I think anything we can do to stop a kid, a young kid, you know, we're about the same age. What are you, 44? Something
yep,
like that?
Very good, very good. 44 exactly. Yeah, very good, Joe. Good job.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you.
You know, stuff. I just don't want to spread. So I guess, what do you feel about what the Big Ten did? Do you think it was a mistake, or or commendable.
No, I don't think it's a mistake at all. Thanks.
You just don't like the process.
I don't like how the whole thing played out. Right. Don't give me a schedule last week and say, oh, we're going to play and this is what we're going to do. And then the next week go, oh, no, we're just kidding. We're not playing after you went through all the rigmarole
of what they did. Kind of the lying about the whole thing.
It just doesn't seem organized or like they were on the same page. It feels like the athletic department was doing one thing and the presidents were all huddling in their own corner separate from the athletic departments in the Big Ten planning their own demise of the conference.
Agreed.
These are billion-dollar organizations.
Yes.
I understand that. These aren't schools. They're billion-dollar organizations. Sports.
Right. Yeah. Hey, man, look. I'm the last one that's going to go against anything having to do with this COVID stuff. I got my mask on all the time, wearing it out, whatever.
You're talking
for the
about
call,
the process,
Joe. I hope you feel better, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care, Joe.
You're upset about the process, or maybe
just looks
how it went down, and it looks unorganized. That's your whole
similar to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
We didn't have any type of tracing people lined up with each team until after the first team got riddled with COVID. Oh, now let's put this into place. Again, there's just certain things where you're like, you put a taxi squad in place. You said as Major League Baseball, if somebody gets it, they're just going to go on the IL and they'll call up a person from taxi squad. Then it actually happened and you shut it down. And you keep it shut down and don't let these teams play. You went exactly against what the whole point of the taxi squad was to begin with. That angers me and irritates me because you thought this whole thing out, had your protocol after months all set up, then you got put into the situation and then didn't follow what you set up to begin with, and you look stupid. And now here I am with college football, with the Big Ten. Last week, okay, no non-conference games. This is what it's going to look like from a scheduling standpoint. Now, again, I wasn't here at the end of last week to talk about it, but I saw it online comparing schedules. I was like, okay, that's fine. This is a little bit tougher schedule than what I had hoped for Wisconsin, but fine, we'll see how it goes. And now the very next week, it's done. Like, if this was even a consideration, why would you even release a schedule? Just do nothing until you're for certain that you're going to play. That's why it seems unorganized. And again, like they were two different factions of people having conversations, nobody talking to the other. That's what drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't think that Steve, I guess it's what I said before. I think the athletic directors and the head coaches had a plan. And I think the presidents had a plan. And the president says, no, we're going to save you from yourself. We're not going to have a season. This is where we're going to go. And I think they presented their plan to the presidents. And the president says, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, I just, Ryan,
to me, it could be almost like, in simpler terms, it could be almost like, and maybe it don't work the way in your household, but it could be almost like one of the parents kind of lets you get away with everything. And another parent comes in and says, no, honey, I don't think we're going to let them do that. Probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, we have two.
And I think that's kind of what happened with them is that I think the president vetoed everything that the athletic directors and the head coach, because all the head coaches want to play, Steve. You know that. And most of your athletic directors, they were probably coaches at some point. I mean, everybody wants to play. So they're going to do everything in their power to try to make it happen. That's why they had all those dates in there. Where they could like have those fallback dates where they had all these bye weeks in there. That's why they had these dates to start late. I mean, they had it planned out, a contingency plan. If something were to happen, they still could try to have a season. And the president says, no, we're not doing that.
And the other aspect of this is the draft scenarios here. Because the draft's supposed to be in February.
Yes.
Or not February. Yes. The combine's in February, I should say. Then the draft comes up in April. Well, if you're not playing a season until after the draft, now after the combine, now if you're the National Football League, you've got to consider moving the date of the draft, moving the date of the combine, Senior Bowls, all of that's got to get moved. Like, this screws up everything if they end up playing a season in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. Ryan in Burlington, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Go ahead, Ryan.
As some people have mentioned, and sorry for my other phone ringing. Some people have mentioned that, you know, these presidents, nothing's changed in terms of schedules have come out. They've been planning to get the season going. Players are getting ready. You know, everything's happening. Everything looks like it's going good. And then all of a sudden, Now this. To me, that screams that lawyers got involved. You know, everyone's on the same page. All of a sudden, nothing's changed in Corona world. Everything's the same. And I'm not poo-pooing it. It's dangerous. I don't think they should play anyway. But anyway, what I'm thinking is lawyers got involved, and at no point in history is it had they brought any more leverage for the players to get paid.
That's true.
If they would have put these players and let them play during this while students can only learn virtually, it's too dangerous to learn, but we're going to put these players out. It's only going to take the players who are guaranteed to get drafted, whether we play or not. Those players band together. They have such a strong argument, in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, but in my opinion, they have such a strong argument to go to court to say, look at this. To line the pockets of the NCAA, of our universities, they're going to put us in harm's way. They're going to make us play out there in front of no fans. And I think, you know, to me, this whatever happened, it may have something to do with health and safety because it's real. But in my opinion, the lawyers got involved or somebody said, hey, we are putting ourselves, you know, at leverage here to maybe have to pay players and really collapse the system as we know it.
Sure.
And again, it's maybe conspiracy theory, but
it's not.
At any point in time, this is the time where the players have the power, and I think they could make a ploy to get paid from this.
All right, thanks for the call. And that's a whole nother can of worms for another show, as far as how this affects everything. The other thing that I've got on this is this, Gary. Okay, so I'm committed. I'm going to go to Wisconsin next year. And now Big Ten's not playing. Oh, but look, the SEC is, and I had a couple schools wanting me to play for them. Well, if this happens again, I know who's going to play and who's not going to play. You just wonder how it affects recruiting for these conferences that close down versus the conferences that continue to play in the fall.
Right.
Just
well, we don't know well,
how
we don't
that
know
will
that
We don't. We don't know if guys would back out and decide
to
play
well,
somewhere else.
We don't
else.
Know if a conference is going to play or not going to play yet.
Correct. We right. haven't got official word from the other three conferences yet.
Yeah.
Still waiting on the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC to make their official announcement if this is happening or not for them after the first two of the five, the Power Five they call them, have called it quits today. The Big Ten, Pac-10, hoping to play next year in the spring, which, as we said, will really screw up everything from a National Football League standpoint. Now, let's talk about what it means for high school teams in these areas of the country where there's no longer college football. We'll do that coming up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on The Fan on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.